Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, January 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Breaking news out of Washington, D.C., where a commercial airliner has collided with a helicopter in midair.
Dozens fear dead after Washington plane crash, and now Gardaí warn of scams after Stormy Owen. Plus, we've told you the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, in breaking news, at least 18 bodies have been recovered after a passenger plane collided with a helicopter in Washington. The American Airlines aircraft, with 64 people on board, plunged into the Potomac River after the crash, and a major rescue operation is underway. The mid-air collision happened as the jet was making its final approach to Reagan International Airport. The U.S. military says three soldiers were on board the chopper. Sky's correspondent David Blevings has the details.
Our understanding from American Airlines is that there were 60 passengers on board this flight with four crew, and the U.S. Army is confirming that three of its personnel were on board the Black Hawk helicopter.
Gardaí are reminding the public to watch out for bogus tradesmen in the wake of Stormy Owen. They're also advising the public to be careful with unannounced visitors over the coming days. Officers say they're aware of scam texts claiming to be from the ESB and other authorities doing the rounds. Sergeant John Fitzpatrick says you should always ask to see ID from anyone claiming to be an official.
Just be careful, as I said, with cold, unannounced visitors to your home over the coming days. Legitimate employees of the state services, they'll always have appropriate uniform or appropriate branded clothing, and they will always have identification, and they will be happy to show you that ID.
Mortgage drawdowns for first-time buyers have hit their highest level since 2007. The Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland says more than 26,000 mortgages worth €7.8 billion were drawn down last year. BPFI Chief Executive Brian Hayes says demand for housing and mortgages remains very strong, but supply is still an issue.
Irish banks would provide more mortgages if we had more homes to give mortgages against. And I think the crucial issue as we go into this year is to radically increase the supply, especially of new homes. We need to get construction ramped up. We need to see more completions. We need to see a much greater focus across the supply line, because if we get more houses into the market, we'll get more mortgages on the other side.
Just 3% of secondary teachers think the government is doing enough to fix the recruitment and retention crisis in education. A new survey from the Teachers Union of Ireland found 75% of advertised teaching posts in the last 6 months received no applications. The union has accused the government of being happy to ride out the crisis until we see demographic change in schools. The TUI's Michael Gillespie says children are losing out because schools can't cover all the subjects they want to teach.
You know, this is significant as well, because if you look at those choice subjects, engineering, construction, home economics, that's why you're seeing that 20% of schools, to cover up this, are dropping subjects.
The Department of Foreign Affairs is providing consular assistance after an Irishman died in Bulgaria. Associated Press reports the 29-year-old died from injuries sustained in a fall at the Banksko Mountain Ski Resort close to the town of Razlog. It's believed the man fell from a height of about 600 metres and was taken to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The new government has been accused of a baby minister bonanza, which will cost the state €7.5 million over the next 5 years. Labour spokesperson for public expenditure says the creation of 23 minister of state posts would make Bertie Ahern blush. Deputy Jed Nash says when he spoke during the election campaign on the need to create well-paid Indigenous jobs, this wasn't what he had in mind.
There is no rationale for engaging 23 ministers of state. And the only reason why this has happened is so Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Michael Leary can keep restless backbenchers sweet. There's a gender issue here, clearly. And the appointments, in my view, have been informed by geography rather than gender.
A ban on UNRWA is going to be catastrophic for Palestinian refugees. That's the warning from the group's communications director, as Israeli laws suppressing the organisation come into effect today. UNRWA provides aid to Palestinians in Gaza, the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle outlines who'll be affected by this ban.
This law will impact East Jerusalem specifically, because it's where Israel has authority over. So they will be banned from operating in East Jerusalem. They don't really know what that means. There hasn't really been any clear directive from the Israeli government how the services UNRWA provides will be replaced.
Donald Trump says he's going to open a new detention centre at Guantanamo Bay for 30,000 undocumented migrants. The US president made the announcement before signing the act into law. It's named after a Georgia nursing student who was murdered last year by a man from Venezuela. In entertainment news, the latest Bridget Jones film had its world premiere in London last night. The movie follows the British character as she learns to live life again after losing a loved one. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, is in cinemas on Valentine's Day, and Renee Zellweger says it's been lovely to play such a relatable character.
She feels like an old friend to me, you know? I think that I share that with a lot of people. Helen's created somebody that I think a lot of people, find endearing.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has praised the character of his team as they avoided an early exit from the Champions League. The 3-1 win over Club Brugge secured them a playoff against either Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. The Premier League champions had been 1-0 down at the Etihad, and Guardiola says they had to dig deep.
It's an incredible lesson for all the club, for me first, for the players, that nothing is for granted and it's so difficult everything. Look, Bruges, how incredible team they are. But yeah, today is okay. Congratulate the team because still they have pride. Then we'll see how we arrive in 2 weeks against these two teams.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.